This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and streaming live online, too, via the satellite from this studio. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and the world, wherever they happen to be, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of the roughnecks having a tough time of it right now, working the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. Oil is, once again, $20 a barrel and holding. So don't forget to check out the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, that is, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, we have got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You were shake, rattling, and rolling earlier, huh?
Well, we had a, what I understand was a small earthquake earlier today, about in the 3 range, I think, but we're also monitoring an earthquake that happened in Idaho, which we'll tell everybody about as well.
All righty. Well, let's get going here, and we'll say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was started under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start tonight with something a little different. We've got an aircraft carrier over there in the Pacific. Actually, I believe it's in the South China Sea, somewhere over in that area. And it's the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Now, we knew a little while ago that they had, I don't know, a dozen or so sailors that were sick on board the vessel, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
As of yesterday, that number has risen to over 200. And basically, the vessel, the captain of the vessel has said, we need help. By help, he meant more medical people, and the ship basically is going to be quarantining at sea right now, I think. What have you heard about that?
Well, that's right, Captain. That's Captain Brett Crozier, the commanding officer of the aircraft carrier. The ship's complement is about 5,000, but as you said, they have the 200 sailors that we know of that are sick right now. Now, what the captain is saying is that, of course, aboard the aircraft carrier, they don't have the ability to do the isolation and quarantine, aboard ship, because it's simply not designed for that.
No.
And certainly, now we've heard about people being on cruise ships with the coronavirus spreading, but on an aircraft carrier aboard a Navy ship, that is not a luxury ship whatsoever. It is very, very close quarters. Even in the passageways are very narrow, and so there's a lot of close contact where all this can spread. It's a very dangerous situation now.
Well, we have a cruise ship sitting off the port of Port Everglades right now, wanting to come in to Port Everglades. They've got not just sick people on board, over 100 people of the passengers that are there are sick, but they've got dead people on board the vessel, and they that have died while since they've been on the cruise ship, and they actually came from one cruise ship, were transferred down outside the Panama Canal, and then that ship came back to its home port of Port Everglades, and they are not being allowed as of the moment to come into Port Everglades, but the president, because the governor of our state and the mayor and the port captain said no, we don't want you in here because of the fact you got a whole bunch of sick people, and we don't want to have it spread here at the dock. But the president said we need to be humane or something along those lines. I forget the word he used, but something like that. For the sake of humanity, we need to do the right thing. And I think they're going to let the ship come in, but I don't believe they're going to let anybody off the ship. I believe that's where they're going to go here, so they can kind of resupply and restock it. But it'll be docked probably, if you know anything about Port Everglades, there's a commercial dock there where the container ships come in, and then there's a dock where the passenger ships come in. So I believe they'll be over on the side away from the people where the passenger ships come in. I believe they've been on the other side of the dock.
Exactly, and then they will be able, as far as we understand, they would stay in their staterooms. The food would be brought to them, as we've seen before with the other cruise ships that have been involved with this. But yes, it's not an enjoyable thing. It's not a vacation anymore. There have been deaths aboard that ship, and it's just a very, very bad situation. But at the same time, like you said, the president and the governor have to make very tough decisions on that. And the captain, of course, of the Theodore Roosevelt, in his very blunt letter, said that we're not at war at this moment, and the sailors, he's saying, he's pleading for the sailors, saying they don't have to die. So he wants something, obviously, to be done. But again, it is a very, very difficult decision-making process.
Well, yeah, the Navy is one thing, okay, they're military, and they can adapt, improvise, and overcome it on an aircraft carrier. They got a lot more room than they do in a cruise ship. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, coming back, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine. But when we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, because the president says we're going to have a very bad next couple of weeks to be prepared for what's going to come. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product that I've been taking now for 4 years. Today is my four-year anniversary. I started 4 years ago on the 1st of April. Ironic, because here we are. And it works for me. It works for me. Now, I've got arthritis, and I've also had back pain, and I've also had foot pain, especially with my ankle. As a matter of fact, it's been bothering me on and off here for the last month, because of a different reason, but it is what it is. And the Relief Factor works. It cuts the pain, and because of the all-natural product that's in it, the ingredients that's in it, it also gives you a little kick from a vitamin standpoint with some things that are good for you anyway. So I want you to check it out, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, take a look at the three-week quick start. It costs $19.95. It's a three-week supply. You take it the way it says to take it, and 80% of the people that order that three-week quick start stay on Relief Factor simply because it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. After all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to play a little audio here. All the time that we've been talking about cruise ships and people overseas and this, that, and the other, we did not know until yesterday how much work our State Department was doing repatriating about 26 or 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries around the world, bringing them back. They still got about 2,500 or so to bring back to the United States. But this is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about all that's been done so far.
Unprecedented missions in the history of the State Department. As of today, we have repatriated over 20,000 It's 6 or 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries. The stories of our team's heart and character and commitment to excellence are truly amazing. Let me give you just a couple of examples. In Bhutan, no easy place to get to. An American was critically ill from the virus, intubated on a ventilator, and frankly expected to die in a country located in one of the most remote corners of the world. But we came to the rescue. Our team arranged a biocontainment transport from Bhutan to an intensive care unit in Baltimore, Maryland, a distance of nearly 8,000 miles. To fly through Kathmandu, there's about 12 pilots that can make that flight. It was one of the most complex medical evacuations in history, and the State Department pulled it off. In Honduras, a double lung transplant recipient was running out of medications which aren't available there. Intrepid young consular officer figured out a way to get safe passage. Got him a letter, got him to the airport. It was a city that was in complete and total lockdown. We got him home on the next flight.
Wow. I mean, that's just a couple of examples right there. But, I mean, what an effort the State Department has been doing to get our people home from overseas. And they should, and a hat tip to them, because we haven't heard about it.
I was just going to say, yeah, we're not hearing about this in the mainstream media. Can you imagine 25,000 people? That's, you know, a small stadium full of people that have been brought back. And, you know, Captain, one of the other things that Secretary Pompeo said at his Tuesday briefing yesterday was that any Americans who wish to return home from abroad need to do so immediately or make arrangements basically
right.
to do that, because he said they want to bring everybody home, no doubt, but the window to do so is closing, and that should be very ominous, and that means people have to start making those arrangements now, and because we don't know what's coming down the pike here.
No, now Dr. Fauci was interviewed by Jim Scudo on CNN, and this is what Dr. Fauci had to say. He said, we're starting to turn the corner. This is important. Listen to this.
All right, let's begin. I'm sure you heard our reporter there describing a tent hospital set up to deal with a surge in cases. We have the biggest one-day death toll so far from this in the U.S., 575 dead. For Americans watching now and who rely on you, you're a voice of calm and a voice of facts in the midst of all this, what should Americans prepare themselves for in these coming couple of weeks?
Well, it's a critical time, Jim, in the next couple of weeks, because, as you know, we have very intensive mitigation, the kinds of things that you've described on the show with the physical separation. If you look now, we're starting to see glimmers that is actually having some dampening effect. But that does not take away from the seriousness of what you just described on the show. We clearly are seeing cases going up. The people in New York are in a difficult situation, and what they're trying to do appropriately is make the best of it by opening up facilities that might decompress the surge of cases that they're having. And you described it very well, and that's the reason why things like the Javits Center, getting the comfort into the harbor to be able to do that. We are still in a very difficult situation. We hope, and I believe it will happen, that we may start seeing a turnaround, but we haven't seen it yet. We're just pushing on the mitigation to hope that we do see that turnaround.
Now, this is very important, what he just said, because he's not saying we're not, he's not saying we are, but he's saying we might. And you know, that's that little glimmer of hope. And I'm telling you, there are some areas in the country where the numbers are so low, they don't even know that there's anything going on.
Well, exactly right. But those, as you talked about, the pushing on the mitigation factors, that's what we need to keep doing. And because with these new estimates of the possible death toll here in the United States, the mitigation is very, very important.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because yesterday the president very bluntly had said, get ready for a very bad couple of weeks as models predict the COVID-19 deaths could range between 100,000 to 200,000 people. Now, I'm going to go on the side of positivity here. I'm going to say it's not going to happen. I'm going to say it's not going to happen because the models are one thing. The models are based on the worst case scenario. And I'm telling you, from what I keep seeing, we're not seeing the worst case scenario.
No, we haven't seen the worst case scenario yet, although We know that, you know, hospitals and so forth, they are trying to prepare as if to handle is the worst case scenario they could possibly handle. So there's nothing wrong with being over prepared. But I think you're right, Captain. I think that, it's hard to really fathom that number, 100,000 to 200,000 or more, people dead from millions of infections. But again, we are literally locking down almost the whole country. Commerce is essentially stopped. And that's the whole point of trying to get people to stay home and stay away from gathering together. And this is having a marked effect. And otherwise, we would be looking at a much, much worse case scenario.
Right. Now, we also heard yesterday about another stimulus package coming out, this one for infrastructure of some $2 trillion. And I believe, if I'm paraphrasing this correct, the president said with interest rates down at zero, this is the perfect time to borrow money to do this sort of thing.
It's very, very possible, and in some cases, they call it a negative interest rate. Some countries have that, evidently, and that's right, because once this all comes back, we're going to see how it all sort of resettles. It may not be that everybody will go back to their particular job or this kind of thing, so there may be a lot of jobs involved in getting people back to work with infrastructure, you know, projects. And this is one of the things the president, this is one of the things he even, you know, essentially campaigned on as well. Many of these things, bring jobs home, make sure we're self-sufficient, get our infrastructure under control and updated and all these kinds of things. So this is, I think, part and parcel of Trump's something that's very close to his heart.
All right, I'm going to address something we just got, and I'll make this very brief. I just got a direct message from somebody named Christopher. I'm trying to see where he's at. He's in the Marine Corps, but I don't know if he's on a vessel or whatnot. He says, I do believe reporting on the aircraft carriers a breach of national security. Christopher, I respect your opinion, but let me tell you something. The reason we're reporting on this is because the captain of the aircraft carrier sent a letter out for public consumption, did he not?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and somehow or another, the New York Times got it.
That's right.
And they're the ones that reported it.
That's right. So it is out there, and you know, we would never want to have any kind of compromising information.
Of course not.
Yeah, but this is the captain felt so strongly about this, obviously.
And Christopher, I'm glad to hear that you're serving in the Marine Corps. Semper Fi to you. That's from my son, who is a career officer in the Marine Corps, serving with the Commandant. So, Christopher, you know, kind of cool your jets, because it's not as bad as you think. We would never do anything like that. All right, Kyle will be right back. I'll be right back. And lots more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the next 2 weeks will be very painful as the coronavirus continues to take its toll in the U.S. The nation's top health experts warn America should prepare for 100,000 to a quarter million deaths. They also said they think it will peak within the next 2 weeks.
We've got to brace ourselves. In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up.
But the president and his health advisors say social distancing guidelines can help mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
We're going to see things get better all of a sudden.
Governors from all over the U.S. are still saying they're unable to secure the medical supplies they need to help the ever-increasing patient load.
It's like being on eBay with 50 other states, and now FEMA is bidding on top of the 50.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne. And Wayne is out there in Las Vegas where they're not doing any gambling. The casinos are shut down right now. Holy smokes. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And to find out more about them, you can go online to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, because if you're looking for car insurance or truck insurance, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, a Sea-Doo, or they can even supply you with homeowners and renters insurance too, you can save money. Now, if you bundle, like I have, your car insurance and your homeowners insurance, you get a bundle rate and it's cheaper. And if you have a safe driving record, knock on wood, like I do, you get a discount year after year after year. And I've been with them over a dozen years now, and I really appreciate them. And I've only had to use them one time when somebody decided they were going to hit me, and they were very good about it, and everything was taken care of to my satisfaction. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go. Check them out, see what they can do. Get a quote over there, see if they can save you some money like they did me. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Mike Lindell from MyPillow is a very devout Christian. He's got quite a story behind him, how he got himself out of trouble being a crack addict and wound up in jail and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Started a business, started making pillows, and now, of course, he's got the, I don't know how many millions of pillows he sold, but a bunch of them, to say the least, right?
Oh, yeah, conservatively speaking, yes.
Exactly. And he started about a week or two ago making these masks for the medical people, the cotton face masks, and he's now dedicated 75% of his manufacturing to doing just that. He started out 10,000 a day was his goal. He's done that. Now he's trying to get it up to 50,000 a day. Listen to what he had to say.
Please, come on up. You have to say what you're doing because it's been really incredible. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, well, MyPillow is a U.S. vertically integrated company which has been forced to adjust to the changing business environment as a result of the pandemic. MyPillow is uniquely positioned as a U.S. company that functions as a manufacturer, logistics management distributor, and direct-to-consumer. Given our current business lines, we are experiencing the effects of this pandemic firsthand. But MyPillow is done. We've established an internal task force which is monitoring future needs of companies across the country as a result of this pandemic. And given our position, we've begun to research and develop new protocols to address the current and future needs of U.S. businesses across multiple sectors. How companies are going to prepare themselves when they once again open up and changes to their current operations in order to adjust to future threats and pandemics. MyPillow has designated some of its call center to help U.S. companies navigate the many issues that resulted from this pandemic. We've dedicated 75% of my manufacturing to produce cotton face masks. In 3 days, I was up to 10,000 a day. By Friday, I want to be up to 50,000 a day. I'm proud to manufacture our products in the United States, and I'm even more proud to be able to serve our nation in this great time of need. Thank you, Mr. President, for your call to action, which has empowered companies like MyPillow to help our nation win this invisible war. Now I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this. Okay. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Now, I don't have a problem at all with what was said. Do you?
No, not at all.
But the liberal media and some of the liberal God-haters went ballistic over that, not only on Twitter, not only on Facebook, but on television, on some radio programs. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it certainly is. And you know, we're at a time where we are fighting a war.
You bet.
And we're seeing people like Mike Lindell step up and begin to manufacture materials for the war effort, basically. But also, Mike Lindell's entitled to his opinion. If people don't like his opinion, well, then so what? I mean, but he can certainly voice his opinion of what he thinks America should do during this very, very bad time. And it's not out of step. It's not bizarre or weird or anything like that because, you know, he's seen the Lord do a great thing in his life. Saved him out of that horrible, you know, life of drugs and these kinds of things from the little I know about what happened to him. And he just wants to tell people, this is, you know, this is my opinion of what we should be doing. And isn't that the most American thing in the world to be able to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York made the following announcement.
Everyone is subject to this virus. It is the great equalizer. I don't care how smart, how rich, how powerful you think you are. I don't care how young, how old. This virus is the great equalizer. My brother Chris is positive for coronavirus. Found out this morning. He is going to be fine. He's
young, in good shape, strong, not as strong as he thinks, but he will be fine.
Okay, probably, yes, but I understand from comments that were made by Chris Cuomo, he's concerned about his family, concerned about his young daughter. We are now finding out that the young people are not immune from this, that they can get sick, and they can get very sick.
Exactly right. And, you know, I know everybody wishes Chris Cuomo well. It doesn't discriminate, this disease or this virus. And his first concern was for his wife and his family, as you said, I think just as any father or husband would be.
Right. Now, we're kind of getting some comments from the chat room. Al in Nebraska is saying some of the remarks about what Mike said were absolutely asinine. That's absolutely true. They were. I mean, they have no idea some of these people what they were talking about. And Steve in Thailand, who's listening to us on his spare battery because he's without power there tonight. Sorry about that, Steve. He said, I couldn't agree more about MyPillow Mike. The hell with the liberal non-believers. Well, that's true. And again, you know, there's a reason why they're on their side of the aisle and looking at us, because we're the ones that that are getting the job done. You know, they're the ones that are in the way. You ever heard of an obstructionist?
Hell yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you don't think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some of these other Democrats aren't obstructionists? You bet they are.
Well, they are finding some political, you know, hay to make within all of this.
The only hay they got to make is grass.
That's right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. They got, you know, either lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way.
Well, that's right, because this, as we talked about, this is the war effort. And if you have people that are simply trying to find some angle for their pet projects that they know they can't get passed otherwise, and hold up things. And by the way, we're equal opportunity criticizers here for those who are holding it up, like Thomas Massey and the Republican in Kentucky.
That's right.
That's right.
And
so,
by the way, that guy there, if I were running the Republican Party, I would say, okay, look, here's the deal. We don't care if you don't agree with us, but if you stand up there and cause us to lose a vote because of your one-man grandstand act, then maybe you ought to find yourself another party.
Right. Well, exactly. Because
then you become an independent.
Well, sure, exactly, precisely, because this has been sort of his modus operandi for a long time. But I think the American people, what they want is they want leadership, and I think it's being reflected in some of these polls about President Trump. I think they are seeing their leader engaged, and that is certainly not something, some back burner thing that the president is having somebody else sort of take care of. Both he and the vice president fully engaged, talking to the American people each and every day, Saturday, Sunday, no matter what.
Right.
And they're saying, here's what we're doing. That way, because people feel they could feel very alone in this. What's happening? Why, I've got to sit in my house, this kind of thing. But
right,
the president is there reassuring them.
All right, and caller, hold the line. And folks, you're going to take a break right now. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world via the Internet. Hold on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and it's time for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to go back about 43 years with this song. Let's see if anybody remembers this one. James and the Shondells 43 years ago today. That was
I believe it was number one in the charts, because this is coming from American Bandstand. That's where I got that, the old Dick Clark program. And by the way, I met Dick Clark. He was a disc jockey at WOLF Radio in Syracuse, New York, many years ago. And when I came home from Vietnam, one of the things that I did to begin with, because I was recuperating from my wounds, was I was a news announcer on WNDR, which was the affiliate, the competition to them, if you will, the rock and roll competition in Syracuse. And I got a chance to meet Dick Clark, Marv Albert, and let's see, who else did I meet? Anyway, I can't remember now. There was another one. There were three different guys that came out of there. But anyway, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we've got Dan the Man we're going to bring in here in a minute. But, Kyle, let's look at the weather. You ready?
Absolutely.
A Pacific storm system, we've been talking about it, is spreading snow and below normal temperatures into portions of the North and Central Plains. Right now, if you're along I-90 and I-94 or I-84, you are going to be in it. Starting with South Dakota, North Dakota, out through Montana and over into Idaho and over into Washington State. Also, lighter snow will continue in the northwest, unseasonably to the low elevations, 1,500 feet, while the heavier snow will be possible across portions of eastern Wyoming. So you guys up there in Wyoming tonight, be prepared. And a wintry mix may develop across the upper Midwest, too, much below normal temperatures can be expected in the plains. And by the way, temperature down here in Florida, we've had a front come through. It's going to drop a little bit, and we'll be in the 70s today instead of up near 90 for about a day, maybe two, and then it goes right back. Now, we do have some severe weather down below by Lake Okeechobee tonight. It's already come through our area, and it's moved way down below. Now, Kyle, the winter storm warning seems to be pretty much in Montana right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yes.
And it's where I-90 and 94 come together right there in the Crow Reservation, that stretch right there. If you're coming across North Dakota and you're coming across Montana and you're on 94, you are going to be in it all the way to Idaho. And 4th of July tonight, folks, it's snowing up on 4th of July. It's also snowing up on top of Snoqualmie coming out of Seattle. And, again, South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, we got snow there. We got snow in eastern Wyoming. Some wind elsewhere out there in the northwest, because there's wind along with this system, too. And we've got some fire warnings, dry conditions in the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight, the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, and looks like down towards Lubbock and eastern New Mexico. And that's about it. That's all I see, Kyle.
That's right. And I understand as well in California mountains here in Southern California, the high desert area, looks like you'll have some windy conditions there, but it should be dying out by about the middle of the night, California time.
Yep. And Truckers Highway and Bible Report, folks, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by and buy, see what they have to offer. Go in there on the third watch. When the third watch is on, you get yourself a free cup of coffee. Well, we're going to bring Dan the Man into the mix, because Dan the Man is there. Hello, Dan the Man. How are you?
Well, good evening, Captain, and good evening, Kyle.
Good morning.
My comment was basically Democrats can't look through the prism without seeing a party.
Uh-huh.
Everything they do is basically for their own party. Mike Lindell's comments were appropriate, were heartfelt, and were patriotic.
Yep.
You know, the guy struggled early in life. That was his life experience. You know, for most of the Democrats in Congress and their staff people, their biggest life experience was Thursday pitcher night.
Yeah.
That's all they bring. You know, I saw Pelosi's comments on TV. My God, she looks like Mrs. Joe Biden.
Hey.
She was about as incomprehensive as he is.
Since you mentioned Nancy Pelosi, I want you to hear what she had to say about something the president already did, and either she was too dumb to know it, or she just said it for whatever reason. But listen to this.
To the president, I would join those, whether it's the governors, the mayors, people across the country who are saying we need the equipment, the personal protective equipment for the workers, the ventilators and other equipment for the patients. We need proper testing. So I would say to the president, immediately implement the Defense Production Act, insisting that businesses in our country turn to producing the equipment that we need.
Nancy, while you were shooting up a bunch of Botox, the president did that about, let's see, 3 weeks ago maybe?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's been a while now.
Yeah, and she's telling him to implement the Defense Production Act now.
Well, I listened to the rest of the words she used, and it's too bad she couldn't put a complete sentence together that made sense.
Well, alcohol will do that. Alcohol will do that to you.
So will old age at her age.
Yeah, she's 80 years old, and she likes to drink. There you go. Quite a combination.
She's showing it now. That's probably the only thing keeping her standing right now. But, you know, it's amazing because tonight I ran 15 miles, and this is the first time I wore the shoes that my kids gave me for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So my other pair wore out. And I was thinking how different a country we live in today, April 1st, compared to what it was a short 3 months ago, December 25th.
Uh-huh.
We don't even live in the same country now.
No.
And that's one of the things that I thought about the Democrats, too. You know, the first 2 weeks of January, all they could do was quote scripture and how big Christians they were. And yet 2 months later or 3 months later, you can't even, they don't even mention it now.
Actions speak louder than words, Dan.
Well, you know, St. Francis of Assisi says, he said something to that effect. He said, I preach the gospel and sometimes I even use words. Lead by example, and they led by example on that stimulus bill,
yeah.
How much it was loaded down with pork. As my grandmother used to say, put slop in a trough and the hogs show up.
Well, the stimulus bill could have been loaded up with a lot more stuff, but the Republicans took it out and said, hey, we're either not going to have a bill or you better take this stuff out, and they did. But now she does want to load this next one up, even though it's supposed to be for infrastructure.
That doesn't surprise me. They've got nothing through Congress, and they see an opportunity, and they're going to try to take it. But when you consider what we're up against, we're going to carpet bomb this country with money we don't have anyway.
All right. Well, Dan, I'm coming up on the break. I got to let you go, but always a pleasure, and I'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Okay. I will talk to you later on in the week.
All right. And that's Dan the Man. And Kyle, you know, he brings up a lot of great points. And, oh, by the way, think about this for a minute. We may never handshake again in light of everything that's going on here.
Yeah, that's very, very possible. The culture may really take a turn on that. And briefly, the Nancy Pelosi thing, I think sometimes she goes out there and says stuff like that because she thinks that there are some people who are only going to get their news from Twitter or social media or friends, and she's putting it out there. The president's not using the DPA, and we've got to goad him into doing that. You know, maybe she thinks she's, going to pull a fast one on people with that.
Well, yeah, because guess what? He did it about 3 weeks ago, like I said. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour news. We'll come back after the news. Kyle Warren is going to stick around. We got a lot more stuff to talk about, including the bipartisan spirit that's out there. There is some bipartisan spirit, and we'll talk about some positive stuff here. Also, Italy is flattening the curve. How about that? Getting better. And the pandemic hasn't halted one thing, the border wall. I'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.